Guide dog owner Sean Healy is the driving force behind a pop-up shop at the St David's Shopping Centre in Cardiff. Sean has curated an exhibition of arts and crafts made by visually impaired artists and guide dogs supporters, which are for sale and auction. Opening at the beginning of October until the end of the month, I called into the pop-up shop and asked Sean to tell me all about it.
We got offered the opportunity to have this pop-up shop in St David's Centre. We're in the Queen's Arcade side of it, and it was quite a unique chance, really, for guide dogs to celebrate the 90th anniversary and also make people aware of our services, what we do, and to meet our dogs. But to get into St David's, we were not allowed to have a normal charity shop. So we had to get a bit imaginative. So because I am an artist and I create artwork that I do sell for guide dogs anyway, I thought we could use the idea of a gallery as the backdrop. And I had to do a presentation to the management company of St David's about what we would have in the shop. So then I put a call out to our supporters and other visually impaired artists and crafters to say, is there anything you want to donate or would you like to be involved with this? And I had a lovely response from so many people. Friends and family came forward. I'd already started a large piece of artwork called The Patchwork of United Isolation. I think I talked about it on R&IB Connect Radio literally at the beginning of the pandemic. And people were sending me these pieces that I put together to create this big patchwork, which was meant to symbolise coming together at such a difficult time during COVID, when we all felt isolated, we all felt alone. And I found that my art and craft was really helping me emotionally cope with what was going on. It was giving me something to do. And I set up a Facebook page. I had lots of people approaching me, and they said they liked the idea of being part of something. So that took one part of the room. And then I had my artwork that I created during lockdown and some other works that I had in the background that had been exhibited at different times. So we put those up on one side of the wall, and then we have this amazing crafter called Gwyneth, who is a huge supporter of guide dogs because her brother and her sister-in-law are both guide dog owners, and they have benefited, and she wanted to give back, and she has made an incredible amount of beautiful Christmas decorations and crocheted materials, and we've just got some lovely things. And again, we've got other supporters. I've dragged my own sister-in-law in as well, who's a professional artist, and she made some bespoke art pieces for us to sell. And then we've got a puppy walker called Trish Williams, who's now retired as a puppy walker, who is an amateur artist but sold her work locally, and she's donated works. And then we've got a beautiful piece by a visually impaired artist called Lou Lockwood, who's a Cardiff guide dog owner, and she has denoted one of her pieces called Donkey. She works in metallics and 3D because her sight is so limited. So we're auctioning her work. We're auctioning some of my work as well, partly so it doesn't go off the walls because we wanted to keep it as an exhibition. And we have this beautiful quilt as well that was made by a lady in West Wales who's a huge supporter of guide dogs. But unfortunately, she passed away in the middle of making it. So her family paid a lady to complete it for us. And it's come down from Tenby area because they thought we might get more chance of selling it at a better price in Cardiff. And it's this beautiful piece. And she wanted the money for it to go to guide dogs because she admired the guide dog owners that she knew in her area and she was friendly with. So that's a beautiful piece and makes a beautiful display in the shop as well. So we've had these amazing donations. We have a part of the shop that's going to be a working area for the guide dog staff as well, who are going to be talking to people about their services, what they can do to help. And there'll be guide dogs here to meet and have a cuddle with as well, between 11 and 1. We're open for the whole of October to celebrate Guide Dogs Month. This is quite a big flagship moment for us. There will be staff here from 10 till 6 in the evening, except Sundays we finish earlier, about 5. So we're here on the weekends as well. I was involved from the beginning, which is about July we started talking about this as a project. and what we could do and how we could create an idea to work with. We didn't know what space we'd have, so I created several designs because we were given a few possible shops that might be available, because obviously we're in one of these units that's not being used permanently at the moment, it's for pop-ups. So I was given a few options, so I created a few designs of how we could arrange it, how it could work, and I wanted to make it as accessible for visually impaired people as well. So I was involved in the planning and organising, but also the little details. So if you come in and you're visually impaired, please ask to look at one of the catalogues, because what I've done is I've created a catalogue with QR codes in. So if you use your phone and look up the QR codes, it will read out a description of the art pieces for you as well, and a description of the people who've contributed. So there's two catalogues you can ask for, or again, there's little notices on the wall. You can ask someone to guide you around. If you want to be independent, again, look for the cards, get your phone out so you don't have to struggle to read everything. You can get your phone to read for you. So I've done my best to try and demonstrate how accessible something could be as well. Again, if you're visually impaired, come in, touch. You know, we've got hand sanitizer all around. And I want to do a special thank you to Tesco's Penguin Green as well, because I put a call out to them saying, we need cleaning materials and hand sanitizers to have on the tables, because that was one of the things. I had to also go through all the health and safety regulations to set this up with guide dogs. And we won't talk about fire extinguishers, because that is a whole new area of pain. Please wear a mask as well when you're in. Again, that was one of the things we asked. Just give your hands a clean. We're trying to create as safe environment as possible. I've left big walkways. Basically, it goes around in a circle. So hopefully you won't feel contained. And again, if you're a cane user, I've tried to keep it as obstacle-free as possible. There are a couple of easels around, but they're not in an area that you're going to have a problem with. Also, if you do knock into anything, it doesn't matter. Nothing is going to smash or break. Come in, feel confident if you're visually impaired. I want you to feel that it's a safe space. We also have an area at the back for the guide dogs with cushions and beds so they can sit down, and you can come and have a cuddle on there if you want to cuddle. What I would really want out of this is to get the staff out engaging with the public and getting people to know about the services and coming in to ask where help can be found. We're going to have information coming in from our local Sight Loss charities as well. We can signpost people. We can reach the community. If you want to volunteer, come and ask the questions. Come and find out what you can do. But also for the VI community, come in as well. You might be thinking of having a guide dog. What does it involve? What would it need? Come and meet a guide dog. Come and see what they do. Come and talk to a guide dog owner about what these dogs do for our lives. It doesn't fit everyone. A guide dog is not a made-to-measure thing. And we will be looking for volunteers to help build our support and to build our community. And that's really what I want out of this. Raising a little bit of money would also be lovely, because we have people who will judge our success by how much money we create. But in my eyes, it'll be the amount of engagement we make. If we get one person come in who's thought about having a guide dog and then they decide to apply because they've had a chance to talk to us, in my eyes, that would be a success, because that could be the beginning of their life changing, as my life changed with a guide dog.
Sian Healy, artist and guide dog owner at the pop-up shop in the St David's Shopping Centre in Cardiff. The pop-up shop, which celebrates guide dog's 90th birthday, will be open till the end of October. For further information or to see the artwork and catalogue, visit the Guide Dogs Cymru Facebook page.